Thank you, Marguerite, for that beautiful opening number. Good morning, and welcome to our worship service here at Bethany. We are delighted you're worshiping with us, whether here in our sanctuary, outside in the parking lot, or at home on Facebook. It's good to have you with us in worshiping this morning. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, the Sunday before Christmas. This week, our theme is finding love in our differences. There's a quote that I'm sure many of you have seen, and it says, "The best way to find love is to find God." How true that is. In the book of John, Jesus offers these words, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." What fitting words to begin our service this morning as we anticipate the birth of the baby Jesus, the one who would save the world through his love for everyone. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. O God of love, you have brought us together this morning and blessed us with your very self. Open our eyes to the light of Christ, which glows in the darkness of a world engulfed in apathy, pain, and loss, a world separated from you. Speak to us now that we may hear the good news of your salvation. Bring us into the wonder of your presence. Fill us with your light, that we may carry it outside of these church walls, outside of our cars, outside of our homes, and share it with others who desperately need to know your love. Thank you for the gift of your Son. Amen. For our singing this morning, once again, we ask you to hum along with us. We're still in that COVID environment. But we'll begin with our first two songs, "What a Glorious Night," and "He Shall Reign Forevermore." Please join us.
One, two, three, four.
Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious
2020 has been a difficult and challenging year, but there are bright, positive things that are happening. Annie and I were sitting in the drive-thru at McDonald's the other day where we had ordered lunch, and the man in front of us paid for our lunch. Now, I'd heard of this happening, you know, in a number of cases at fast food establishments, but I'd never experienced it. And what a wonderful experience. What a kind gesture. And so much so that I then turned around and paid the bill for the person behind me. Now, my wife was shocked because the bill was about twice what our bill was. And she knows I'm pretty tight. But anyway, it was an awesome experience. And there we're in different cars, there's different people in every car. I mean, we're all total strangers. And then this one person decided that he would practice the spirit of Christmas. He was practicing the love of Christ. And that is why we have come to celebrate Jesus' birth today, away in a manger on that silent night.
Drop my mic pack, so we'll see. Oh, I think it's still working. So I've been thinking about different Christmas movies, and because it's that time of year, and of course you can see tons of them on Hallmark and Lifetime, but there are still some classics out there, and so I was wondering if I'm gonna name a few, and if there's something that you particularly like, you can raise your hand or give a thumbs up or something. So one of my favorites, It's a Wonderful Life. And I don't know if anybody... No? Oh, okay. All right. We got a couple fans of It's a Wonderful Life. Muppet's Christmas Story. Oh, yeah, I see. In the back, yes, we have some thumbs up for Muppet's Christmas Story. Charlie Brown Christmas Special. Oh, yeah. You gotta like the Charlie Brown Christmas Special. especially since Linus quotes from the Gospel of Luke. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Yeah, that's a good one. And a personal favorite of mine, Elf. Oh, yeah. Oh, a lot of love for Elf. All right. Okay. Go, buddy. Well, you know, I was thinking about all of these Christmas movies, and, you know, this time of year, I think about Muppet's Christmas Carol and how Ebenezer Scrooge goes from being this hard-hearted miser to this generous and loving man. And, you know, a lot of Christmas stories are like that, you know, where the main character goes through some sort of transformation. You know, he changes, like George Bailey finds hope again, or the Grinch's heart grows three sizes bigger, or Charlie Brown learns what Christmas is all about. And so, you know, you can watch all of these, and I'll recommend a new one, Jingle Jangle, which has a similar theme. A man who's been disappointed by life and becomes kind of a grumpy old guy. His granddaughter shows him how to love again. So you think about these, and it, you know, it reminds me that that's what love is all about. Our scripture this morning focuses on love. And so it reminds us that's what Jesus Christ coming does, reminds us how much God loves us and how Christmas is more than just tinsel and trees and cookies. Those are all good things. Big fan of the cookies, if you can't tell. I think about the Grinch and how, you know, he stole all of those. He stole the presents and he took the tree and he even took the last can of Who Hash. He took all of their feast stuff. And of course, he thinks that, you know, when Christmas morning comes, the Who's won't have any kind of Christmas at all. And then he hears them singing. He hears them singing and he says to himself, maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. Of course it means more. We know that. It's about love. And it's about putting love into action so that it can transform not just us, but all the people around us. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to us, for helping us to see what love is like. So, Lord, as we go through Christmas, help us to put love into action. Help us to be kind and loving towards one another. Amen. And now I invite Zach and Laura Hedy to come forward and do the Advent wreath for us this morning.
Through the Sundays of Advent, the candles of hope, peace, and joy have been lit. They remind us of the hope that comes with Christ, God's dream of a peaceful world, and the Holy Spirit within us who brings joy. Today, we light the fourth candle of Advent, the candle of love. Scripture tells us there is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. God sent his Son into the world out of a deep and abiding love for us. This year, acts of love have included wearing masks, washing hands, and being apart more than being together. Because God loves us so much, we ought to love one another. Let us pray together. Dear God, in this time of social distancing, remind us that you are near. Whisper into our hearts, O Lord. Fill us with hope and quiet our fears. Love is a verb. Challenge us to live the actions of your love, compassion, and presence. Amen.
This is the story of a ragtag bunch of church members who set out to perform a Christmas play. and the director, who tried his hardest to just keep it all together. The glory of Christmas.
There's a little bit of controversy over my choice to cast Tony as the wise man in our church nativity play, because, well, Tony can sometimes be...
Yep, that's... That's some good birch.
Birch? Why would they use birch? It's not even indigenous to Israel.
Tony's just a little bit of a know-it-all.
Hmm.
Did Acacia not even cross your mind?
That's probably birch.
Potato salad is of German origin, brought over here by European settlers. You know, fascinating point. The carb load on that is 37 grams. Great for marathon runners.
There's no doubt that Tony knows a lot of useless facts. But when he doesn't know something...
Now, of all the wise man's gifts, myrrh was the most profound. He's used to prepare a body for burial.
What does real myrrh smell like?
I imagine it has like a lush floral scent.
Nah, it's woodsy. Warm, aromatic, musky.
Oh, my mom leads the essential oils small group.
But there's a certain something about Tony. Something that he doesn't even see about himself.
Put your shoulder into it so it doesn't strip the head.
That's like...
Hey. Well done. That's good. Good job.
Tony has the kind of heart that understands where the real treasures are. What they are. Who they are. And he understands the King of Kings came first as the lowly servant.
This baby, this beautiful gift, this is the glory of God, the glory of Christmas, who would eventually sacrifice himself for us. For me, well, let's just say, with that kind of knowledge, you can never approach the manger quite the same way again.
That's why he's the wise man.
Today's scripture comes from Luke 1, verses 26 through 38. It is to be read responsively. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be,
since I am a virgin. The angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here I am, the servant of God. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her.
1 John 4, verses 7 through 12. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him.
In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we come before you in this time of Advent, this season of preparation, longing to know you more completely. But Lord, we give you thanks that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, that we might have a deeper understanding of you and how much you love us. So Lord, be with us as we consider your words. Be with us in this season of preparation so that we might be prepared to welcome your Son. Amen. When I drive to church, I usually drive down Damtown Road to get me from New Hope to Fort Defiance. And I noticed recently that there someone had put up this display in their yard, had set it on one of those fold-up card tables, two plastic figures, and what I thought at first was a shoebox. But later I realized it was probably Mary and Joseph and a manger. And it kind of struck me as interesting. You know, I didn't really hit me about, oh yeah, they're up on a table, until I drove by yesterday, and there they were surrounded with snow. They had snow all around them. And it just, seeing these two figures, like, well, why put it on a table? And then I realized, oh, they have a fence. So you couldn't see it in their yard if they just had it sitting on the ground. So they put them up on this table. And I think about that and how they were kneeling there. I mean, it was an odd image, and yet they knew how important the whole thing was, Mary and Joseph and Jesus. You know, you need to put it up where people can see it. And it made me, that fence and those figures up above the fence made me think about a story that a singer-songwriter, David Wilcox, tells to introduce a song of his called Fearless Love. And he tells the story about how there are these two farmers who live on neighboring properties, and they get into a disagreement about a cat. The cat shows up, and each of them thinks that it's their cat, that they own the cat. Of course, if you have a cat, you know that you cannot own a cat. You just are its servant. But anyway, each of them thinks they own the cat, and they get into an argument, and before you know it, they aren't speaking to one another anymore. And then one of them decides that he's going to dig a ditch and reroute the spring on his property so it runs right in between the two farms, kind of make it that separation just complete. And one day a carpenter comes by and he says, do you have any work for me? I'd love to do some carpentry work. And the guy says, well, you know what? I am tired of looking across the way and seeing my neighbor's property. I want you to build a wall, build a fence between us so I don't have to look over there anymore. And the carpenter looks at the wood that the guy has in his shed and he says, well, you know, that's going to take a lot more boards than you have right there. So you're going to have to, you know, get some prices on some more wood. I'll get started, but, you know, you need to go and check out getting some more supplies for me. And so the farmer goes to town, and then he comes back. He looks, and the carpenter is at work, but he hasn't made a fence. He's building a bridge. And to his amazement, his neighbor is walking across the bridge with his hand out and says to him, you're a pretty brave guy. I didn't think you'd even want to hear my voice again, but I'm glad that you built the bridge. I'm glad to see you. And the other guy says, yeah, I knew it wasn't really my cat anyway. But, you know, I think that's the thing about Jesus Christ is that he's about taking down the walls and putting up the bridges. And that song, Fearless Love, it's a narrative in itself. It goes on to tell this story about some people from church going out to be counter-protesters, and then it gets complicated because somebody throws a stone, and it hits somebody on the other side, and all of a sudden, one of these church folks is thinking about how Jesus teaches his disciples about love, about how they should love their enemies, and how he uses the example of carrying a Roman soldier's pack twice the distance that they're asked. And the chorus goes, fearless love makes you cross the border. And that person in the song steps across the border and helps up the man who's bleeding on the ground. A lot of David Wilcox's songs are about healing and forgiveness. And this song is about the love that Jesus embodies in the world, this fearless love that goes to places we're not always comfortable going. And so as I think about that, I think about all the folks that we've met in throughout this season of Advent through this sermon series, how we started out with Anna and Simeon, these elders in the church, and then we had these shepherds, these lowly shepherds who come to see the baby, and these angels who are up in heaven singing about the glory of God, and then we have Mary, this young mother-to-be, and Elizabeth, this much older mother-to-be, and the joy that their meeting sparks. And then, in a couple weeks, we'll get to those other folks who come a little later, the Magi, these gentlemen, possibly three, maybe more or less, gentlemen from the East, who come to see this child. And they're not Jews, like the other folks in this story. They're Gentiles, and they're of a different culture than this family that they visit. And yet they're important enough to receive an invitation from King Herod, although King Herod has ulterior motives. And despite that they have this status and standing, they're willing to disrupt their lives and take this great journey and then humble themselves to worship this baby, this child of a poor, unassuming couple. God assembles this amazing cast to greet the arrival of his son on earth. And it's probably not what the people of that time would have anticipated. It's certainly not the people that the religious VIPs thought would welcome the Messiah, because I'm sure they thought they would be at the top of the list. But now there is this diverse bunch of folks welcoming the Christ child. The Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, I hope to go there one day, but I have seen pictures of it, and the only way into the building is this tiny doorway, and it's less than 4 feet high. And it's so small that anyone but a child would have to stoop in order to enter. And I think that's appropriate. For we should come to Christ not by exalting ourselves, but by bowing down, by following the examples of the shepherds and the magi, of kneeling or of bowing to come to Jesus. And we live in a time that we have a lot of division within our culture, our nation, our world. And we seem to figure out ways to divide ourselves up all the time. But Jesus was not about making more and more divisions. Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Jesus was always trying to bridge that chasm that we try to dig to separate ourselves from others. He made friends with tax collectors, and he even invited one to be one of his 12 disciples. He told his listeners that if a Roman soldier forced them to carry his pack for a mile, then they should carry it for 2 miles instead. And Roman soldiers were not beloved folks to the Jews. But we don't live in a culture, we live in a culture that talks about love, but we don't exemplify it. We don't embody it all the time. We don't live it out in every aspect of our culture. Despite our best intentions, we often divide ourselves from others. But Jesus is that bridge that unites us. He is the one who comes because God loved us so much that he was willing to send his son to us and restore our relationship with God and with one another. And so I think of those two figures there kneeling in the snow. And it reminds me of how we should come to the manger. And not that you have to go out and kneel in the snow, but there's a humility and a humbleness there that we should all take on as we approach that manger. It's the way that we should come to Christ, that we should think about bringing down the walls that we put up, that we should think about how it is we can embody love. And I know that people here do that already in taking meals to people, in repairing homes and putting up roofs and doing all of those things, those acts of love that build the bridges between us and others. And so I am reminded that wherever we are, Jesus is there. He's in our brokenness and in our healing, in our sickness and in our health, in our life and in our death. He is working and moving and offering love and forgiveness and calling us to trust and see beyond our immediate circumstances, to think bigger and broader and wider and higher than maybe our first inclination is. Because Jesus is in our world and in our lives, and so let us find renewal in his presence and in the life he brings with us. And so I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas, because Christ is here among us and Christ will come again. Amen. Well, I am thankful for all the people who work and give and do so that we can have services on Sunday morning, so that we can continue in ministry and mission. Let us pray. Oh Lord, give us hearts of gratitude. Help us to share with one another. We pray for all those who have given and ask that you would bless them. Lord, help us to work together and continue to build your kingdom. Amen. I do have a few announcements. So tonight at 7 o'clock will be our Bethany Family Christmas Special. So I commend that to you. It'll be on Facebook, but it'll also be showing on the webpage if you don't have Facebook. So please tune into that. I think you'll enjoy it. Also, we are going to have a virtual Christmas Eve service, which will happen on Christmas Eve at 7 o'clock, and hope that you will also come, well, not come, but watch, see it. We won't be together, but virtually we'll be together. And so I lift that up to you. Also, Julie Ritchie wanted me to remind folks that those of you who are here today, pick up your cards. And if you live near someone else who can't come, who then maybe pick up their cards and deliver them as well. And also, in the happenings, you'll see about the Green Hanger Project, which collects gently used clothing for middle school and high schoolers, and also collects new socks and underwear and personal care items for those high school age and middle school age kids who are in need. So, and if you would like to donate things as you're cleaning out your closets after Christmas, you can drop them by the church here. Do we have any other announcements? All right. Well, among our folks we want to pray for who are on our prayer list, I got a message this morning from Jane Elkins saying that they had had a visit with Lloyd Meadows and said that he had a great attitude, and they were really pleased to see that he was so upbeat. So that is a joy. And the other joy is that Gary is not only not in the hospital, but he's, Gary Ruhlman is here with us today. So good to see you up and about. Let me check. Whoops. Okay, so that's okay. There are no other prayer concerns, unless y'all have some. Yes.
If you want to keep my mom, Patty Ridgway, in prayer, she is having some difficulty swallowing and she's losing weight, so she's going for some procedures to find out what's going on in January. So just keep her on the mom.
Okay, and so pray for your mom who's having some issues with swallowing. You say Patty
Ridgway.
Okay. All right, we'll definitely keep her in our prayers. Any others?
We can just continue to pray for healthcare workers. That would be
appreciated. Yes, definitely want to pray for healthcare workers, and yeah, pray that they continue to keep those vaccines coming. And it was exciting to see a video of the trucks moving out, but there's a lot of folks to cover, so. Yeah, we'll definitely keep our healthcare workers in our prayers. Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, gracious God, we come before you and we are thankful for these lights that we see, these joys that we have. Lord, help us to continue to cultivate a feeling of gratitude for all the good that happens in our lives. Lord, help us to look for it. We know that if we look, we will find it. Lord, we pray for all of those folks who are on the front lines, especially our healthcare workers, and ask that you would keep them strong, keep them safe, help them know they are appreciated. Lord, we pray this morning for those who don't know your Son, Jesus Christ, and ask that you help us through our actions be a living testimony to his great love. Lord, we pray for those who have been dealing with illness and brokenness and ask that you pour out healing upon them. We pray for those who have lost loved ones and ask that you will give them hope and that knowledge that there is new life, that Jesus Christ came so that we might know that resurrection is possible. Gracious God, continue to shape us into the body of Christ. Continue to help us to work in the world even as we work to keep one another safe. Lord, may we continue to share the love of Christ, that amazing love that brought down walls and broke down barriers, that amazing love. May we continue to put it out there in the world where it is so needed. All this I pray in the name of your Son. And now let us pray together the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. And let us stand as we hum along with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And so as we go towards Christmas, may you find every evidence of this Christ. May you give glory to God. And may you find peace on earth. Amen.